People just assumed I was consciously, I'm going to attack this man in a certain way, but I don't even really remember the incident.
I think there is a sense of normality in the uncomfortability. You just get used to stuff changing.
Barco's at his best if we lose two or three on the trot. Not that I want to lose two or three games in a row too often.
Trying to put my hand up for every game. It's something that players are going to have to deal with. Not reading anything, and I'm still hearing Christian Petracca stuff. It's amazing, mainly from him.
Your ticket into the heart of football. Welcome to the Breakfast Club's Inner Sanctum.
Yes, welcome one, welcome all to the Inner Sanctum on the Breakfast Club today. And today we head into the sanctum of the Melbourne Football Club and touch base with their skipper, Max Gawn, who's been hanging around us for a couple of years now. We think it's great and he's back again today. Max, good morning.
Good morning, Half, and I'm presuming Whitey's there somewhere. Morning, Whitey.
Yes, Whitey's here somewhere.
Good morning, Max. Good morning, Max.
He's got kids hanging off him left, right and centre. He's a busy man at the moment. So, how are you feeling, Max, about the world?
Not too bad. Obviously, what's happening back in Victoria makes me feel very blessed that we've been able to continue our dream and play footy up in the sunny coast. And I have left a wife back at home, which is concerning with the more that happens in Victoria. But we're able to deal and get through that. But apart from that, we did lose on Thursday night. And although people think the world does end when you lose, it doesn't. We had three pretty good weeks leading into that game, and I'm not giving an excuse for that game, but we certainly, we're not a club that can keep doing those efforts. So that game does need to go away from where we've come, but we had three really good weeks before that. So I'm pretty excited to get back into that brand that we're building for the Adelaide game.
Well, that's what I want to ask you, because we were quite bullish about you on the weekend, we must admit, or whenever it was Thursday night against... when you lost that game against, who was it again? The Power.
Brisbane, then Port Adelaide.
Yeah, we were really bullish about your chances, and then all of a sudden that happens, Max. Have you been able to put your finger on why in the review, and I'm sure it was a fairly stern review, put your finger on why and how that happens?
We're trying to find out what the reason was. It's definitely... we can see what we did wrong, but why did we do that wrong? I'm not too sure. Subconsciously, were people recovered and ready to play? There's all different things that you could potentially say, but in the end, Port Adelaide really beat us in the game that we like to play. They beat us in contested ball. They beat us in long down the line kicks. They just beat us in every asset of our game, which is disappointing. And you're right, Huff. We had some really good football leading into that game. Including almost beating Brisbane. If Bailey Fritsch decided to take the mark in play rather than out on the full, we probably would have. But we are a club that has come a long way, and we can't just be throwing in a game every 6 weeks that we're disappointed in.
So since then, there's been obviously some commentary, and one of those comments or pieces has come from your president, Glenn Bartlett, who was fairly scathing of the performance and how he felt. His emotion was quite strong in the comments that he made. I imagine you've heard something about them. I'm not sure if you would have read them word for word, but what's been the feedback on the back of the president coming out and being so public with his criticism?
He's the prez. He can say whatever he wants, and to be fair, he said what he saw, and he said pretty much what Goody said after the game to us internally. So the fact that it was external doesn't really bother us. And to another point, we are up in the sunny coast, so we're not really seeing it. And I doubt majority of the players probably have seen it. But he said literally what Goody said post the game. And he's got a right to, and that's what happened out on the field. That's what supporters and members and board members, and that's what they saw. That's what we dished up. So we've got to cop that criticism and move forward. It's not the first time I've had someone at a board level or presidency level say something about the club, and it's just because they're passionate and they really want the team to be successful. So if you see it from that point of view, which I'm sure some of the players have, but that's the way I see it. I know Glenn well, and he's just passionate, and he was really disappointed in the result, and that's fair enough.
Max, some people will say that it's unhelpful. The other way of looking at it is that it might actually be a bit of a trigger for the team to respond. Where do you sit on it?
If you're relying on external triggers to make you respond, you probably don't have a great backbone of your culture. You should be able to respond from anything, really. Adelaide are 0-9. They're going to respond because they don't want to be 0-10 or whatever. I think it's 0-8. There's going to be responses from both teams. If we're relying on someone to come out and go bang to get a on-field response, we're probably not where we want to be it as a club. We will respond, and the president's comments will just aid to that response, but not necessarily be why we're responding, no.
But sometimes, Max, there is an edge on the back of these type of incidents and results and the feedback you get. Is there an edge this week? I mean, you've only got a couple of days before you play, so you don't get a chance to stew on it for 7 days like normal you would look like. But is there an anger, an edge on the back of that?
I don't want to reiterate the point. I think the anger and the edge comes from how we felt personally after the Port Adelaide game.
That's actually what I meant, the performance and the result.
Yeah, Glenn basically just mirrored what Goody said. So we've heard the message. We've told ourselves the message. Like, I was disappointed with how I played and how I led, and I want to come out and prove that wrong as well. So there's so many different things that this week you want to prove wrong, but you're coming up against a team that are probably going through the exact same thing and will bring the exact same motivation. So it's going to be a fascinating game. It's going to be a really fun game to play.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. Now, we got to ask about yourself, because there was some reports that you left the track early, that you had mystery scans. We want to know, are you definitely playing tomorrow night?
It's a phenomenal grab from whoever was on site at Sunny Coast. I don't think I left the track early. I don't even think I got on the track, to be fair.
right, okay.
But yes, I did get a scan. Actually, the Sunny Coast imaging up here, the MRI was a bit faulty, so I got an hour and a half worth of scanning because it was a little bit faulty. So there for a while, but I'm okay. No more batter than bruised than what I normally am during the year, and we just checked a few things, and I'll train today and get on the plane and go play the Crows.
Okay, well that's a relief, because you know obviously you're the captain now, and you wouldn't have wanted to miss the game where we're all really intrigued to see the team respond.
Yeah, you're right. There is that added response from the captain to potentially go out there and perform. But I also, if I genuinely did have something wrong with my body, I am smart enough to know that my body is bigger than one game, so that would come into it. But not to scare anybody, my scans were relatively good this week, so it's all systems go at this stage.
Hey, Maxie, did I hear Simon Goodwin say that you review the game straight after the game? Is that right?
Yeah, it's something we're trying with the shortened breaks. You don't want to be thinking about the game too much straight after the, like 2 days post the game, especially with these 4 day breaks. Ours is a 6 day this week, but you almost want to review the game, get on the bus, do the 2.5 hour drive back to Sunny Coast, and then we got to start preparing for the Crows. And like, it'll be the same this week. As soon as we finish the Crows, we got North Melbourne in 4 days, so we got to start preparing for North. And I like it. It puts a bit of pressure on the coaches to come up with the right message in that half an hour they've got. But I back them in to be able to see the game the right way and tell us. I mean, one of the slides after the game in the Port Adelaide was about the Crows. So it was just moving on straight away. Obviously, we did little bits of review once we got back, but we were able to put the game to bed as quickly as we could.
I'm interested, Max. We talked to Isaac Smith last week, and they were going through a rough patch. They'd lost 4 in a row, and he talked about hub life actually helping get to know the younger players particularly a lot better, and he felt that it was potentially going to be a positive situation of working through it together. How have you experienced hub life with Melbourne? And you know, you've been going okay until last week. Does it help to have everyone together so you feel like you're getting through it together, if that makes sense?
It certainly does. You can see how it could spiral out of control real easily with the fact that it could be 24/7 football. And from my history, when you're thinking about football 24/7, you tend to spiral downwards. And that is the danger, and especially when you lose you feel like you need to do more at times. And we've heard stories around some of the teams that have been in hubs, and that has happened and spiraled out of control. So that's something that we're always trying to find the balance for. But you can certainly have a family type feel up here and be able to band together and get through situations. And I agree with Isaac, although we are a younger team in general, it certainly has brought the group closer. It's brought the partners of players closer. It's brought the kids closer.
And I'm interested also, Max, in the role that Stephen May plays through this, because, you know, he had some really strong words to say after the game on the Melbourne website, and I think they were really refreshing, to be honest. I think a lot of Melbourne fans would have got a lot out of that. He is a former AFL captain. He's a leader. He had an interesting start to his time at Melbourne. How much do you rely on him, and how vocal is he in a group situation like this after what you've gone through in the last few days?
Yeah, I mean, I'm incredibly lucky. I don't think there's many captains that have three former captains at the club.
Yep.
That they're still playing for. So I've got Nathan Jones, Jack Viney and Stephen May, who have all been through trials and tribulations. And in fairness to those three, a lot of them were involved in losing teams at times. So it's handy to have them to bounce off. And Stephen's been great. He's in some seriously good form. He took down Charlie Dixon. Probably one of the only players to actually tick his role off from the weekend. His voice around the club, and he's a single bachelor as well, so he's not locked down of any families up here, so he's generally getting involved in all the stuff the boys are doing as well. So I couldn't be happier with where Stephen is at, both on and off the field.
Will there be any changes, do you reckon, Maxie, in terms of selection for the game against Adelaide? We saw Bucks make a few changes for the Pies after their disappointing performance against West Coast. Have you got much to bring in if you need to?
I dare say we will. Aaron Vandenberg is back after his little two-week stint out. He's a very unlucky person, Aaron Vandenberg, but hopefully he can put some weeks together, because he's a very critical player for us, and showing probably he'll probably come straight back in. Is my guess, although Goody tends to keep that pretty guarded for me, but I dare say Vandenberg will be straight back in. And then there's guys that are playing some good football, albeit in scratch matches, but Adam Tomlinson and Alex Neil Bullen. There is some guys there if we need them, but there's also, I mean, after a loss like that, every single person wants to play. So it's going to be interesting how they deal with that.
I don't know what it's like in the buffet there these days up there at the sunny coast, but I reckon that we can fix this with just some avocado on a Jaffel, Max. I reckon we can sort that out.
There's a Jaffel press here.
Is there?
Which is, right. The AFL have obviously realised that I'm into my Jaffels, and there's two Jaffel presses here. But the only ingredients is ham, cheese and tomato.
Right.
You would have thought they could have probably chucked out a few more ingredients, like an avocado, but for the Jaffels, it's just ham, cheese or tomato.
Well, that'll have to do for a little while, but I expect you to be... Are you a butter man on the top of the Jaffel when it's done? Are you a little bit of butter on the top?
You have to. You have to get the crispiness on top of the Jaffel.
Yeah, thank you.
Clayton Oliver just walked past me and realised I'm on an interview talking footy and I'm talking about Jaffels. Sorry, Clayton.
Tell Clayton, just get a few Jaffels into him today and he'll be fine for the game against Adelaide, which we're very much looking forward to seeing you in action tomorrow night, Maxie. Good luck to you, mate. We appreciate your time. Tough week for the boys, but hopefully you rebound really strongly against the Crows.
Thanks, boys. Good work.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Max.
Bourne, the captain of the D's with us, seeing the inner sanctum. We will respond. That was the quote for me.
Yeah, but they will. We're on board, Daniel. We can't jump off.
Oh, I'm
on.
We're
in it. Yeah, so am I. I'm not getting off.
I'm not
I
on
almost
on,
did.
Because I'm not allowed to be on, but I'm not. I'm on, if you know what
no,
I mean.
No, no. Well, I'm on.
You're on.
I'm on and I'm on.